Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline studio here till 4 o'clock, 11 to 4 a.m., keeping you company, keeping you informed, and helping you get through this, and we're all going to get through this. We're going to do another round of It Came From Amazon, which is ridiculous Amazon products and real reviews that people who purchased them, and they're hilarious. So, Great Moments in Vinyl is a group that is put together by Lindsey Cochran, and they play concerts where they pay tribute to certain artists and certain albums. Because of the coronavirus, you can't go to clubs and watch shows and watch concerts anymore for a while, and we'll see how long. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy music. And what I'm noticing online right now on Facebook and social media is a lot of people who are in their house are just turning on a video, you know, turning on a video camera or a phone and playing some music and then posting it, which is really cool. Great Moments in Vinyl is a really cool thing, and Lindsey Cochran puts it together. Let's talk to Lindsey. Hi, Lindsey.
Hey.
Greetings. How you holding up?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm an introvert, believe it or not, for all the exuberance I might show in public at concerts and stuff. I'm an introvert, and so, you know, in some ways, I'm kind of in hog heaven here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I also don't go out very much, and I usually just stay in and read and listen to music or watch TV.
Yeah.
So it's a weird time, but my lifestyle hasn't really altered a lot. I mean, I come here, I go to work, and I go straight home. You know,
I absolutely miss the people I work with. But you know, yeah, it's give me a good book and a good online site to browse through. I'm happy.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, before we bring in Scott and Ellie, who will be the performers, tell us about again Great Moments in Vinyl for people who might not know.
Well, the concept of Great Moments in Vinyl itself is a tribute show. I mean, we're musicians who love music, and we love playing that music for people who also love music. It's a chance to get together with other music fans and say, hey, remember this album? You know how you used to do in high school or college? You bring someone in your room and say, check this out. This is a great album. Same kind of thing we want to do. But obviously we can't do that in the clubs right now. So yeah. I've actually done a two-prong attack here. I've taken some video footage from past concerts that we've put on. I've started posting that on YouTube. You can find that on our Great Moments in Vinyl page on Facebook, but also greatmomentsinvinyl.com. So you got shows from our Paul Simon Graceland tribute, Derek and the Dominoes Layla tribute, the Prince Purple Rain tribute. This Thursday I'm going to post the Led Zeppelin II tribute that we did with Scott Tipping on guitar about this time of year last year. Mm-hmm. But that's the Great Moments in Vinyl stay-at-home concerts. We're also going to attempt the Great Moments in Vinyl online concert for the first time, and that's where I put my head together with Ellie Kahn on vocals and Scott Tipping on vocals and guitar. Ellie plays some other instruments as well, but the three of us just started talking and said, let's try doing an online thing. What albums you got in mind? And we just hemmed and hawed, and suddenly someone thought of Raising Sand. I think Ellie was the one who texted me and said, how about this album? And I thought, that is perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, as you said, you just played that little cut from the album, and your reaction to it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's the kind of music we need right now.
Yeah.
Something you go, yeah.
Let's welcome Scott to the show. Scott Tipping. Hi, Scott.
How you doing, man?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Ellie Kahn, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. We're all dealing with some weirdness right now, but I love the idea here. Scott, you've worked with Lindsey before on Great Moments in Vinyl. You have fun doing those?
Oh, I love it. It's always an opportunity to reopen a record that really means something to me, and I usually feel enlightened by the project. You know, a record that I thought I knew backwards and forwards, there's always something new that lends itself to me, and presenting it to an audience just reinvigorates it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really cool. And Ellie, you enjoy working with Great Moments in Vinyl as well, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, I come from a bit of a varied background. So oftentimes when I'm asked to participate, it's on a record that maybe I don't know as well. So in a different way, I'm coming away from it learning just as much, not just from the stories, but from actually delving into the music in such a way that the audience might as well. It's incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She was awesome on our Prince show, just nailing some of those keyboard riffs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned you had a kind of a varied background. Ellie, tell us us about yourself. Where are you from? When did you get into music? What kind of music did you like when you were growing up? All that.
Sure, yeah. So I'm pretty new to Chicago. I moved here late 2018, but I grew up just outside of Manhattan. My parents are both from New York City, and I grew up in Jersey. My dad's a musician. He's a guitar player, and my mom always grew up dancing and in clubs in New York as well. And so from mom, I always had things like salsa and disco, lots of dance-based music, and then on dad's side, always the Beatles, very based in rock, and I've grown up my entire life with Queen as my favorite band.
Oh, yeah.
and from there, I also, my mom worked in advertising and radio, actually, for a really long time in New York and in Jersey, and we always had free tickets to Broadway, so
ooh.
I ended up on the musical theater train, and actually, strangely enough, in the very background world, studied clarinet in college, classical music, so it truly is like a hodgepodge of
yeah.
musical.
Wow, you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Geez. being in Manhattan and, or outside of Manhattan, growing up in Jersey and everything like that, got free Broadway shows, Ellie? Good man, oh man, that's awesome.
You know, and maybe I shouldn't have dropped it so that I can have people hate me, but it is true.
What brought you to Chicago?
You know, it's the short answer is that I visited for the first time in 2013 and kind of fell in love with the music scene, the art scene, the theater scene, and how not only experimental, but just how rooted in truly American music and truly authentic music and art, that the city really carries that sort of vibrance. And honestly, traveling the world, I work a lot with cruise lines, and I just, you know, I didn't necessarily have a home base, if you will. And once I visited Chicago and my heart was really there, I was sort of like, you know what, I'm just going to take the plunge.
Yeah.
And decided to do it in 2018, and honestly, it's been the most, probably the biggest and most rewarding decision I've ever made.
Yeah, well, it's I'm biased. I've lived here my whole life, but it's the best city in the world. So, and Scott, where are you from and your background? When did you start music?
Well, I grew up in the western suburbs. My dad's also a guitar player, so music was always around. And I don't know. I mean, I've probably been playing since I was about 18. Chicago has always been my home base as far as where I play and stuff. I've been involved with a lot of different projects that are Chicago based, and it's certainly been a home, and this has certainly been a bit of a jarring experience. I was reflecting that it's been 1 month to the day that I've played a gig, and I honestly can't remember how long I've gone this long without playing. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I mean, that's got to Lindsay, that's got to affect you and all musicians, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, at least I'm a radio guy by trade, you know.
Right.
Thing on MeTV FM, but it's like I got the day gig, and I can't imagine making a living playing music and then being trying to survive this time.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
It's nuts, and not just the band members who play, but everybody who works at a bar. I mean, and restaurants are taking a hit. Waiters, waitresses, and bartenders. I mean, it's just it's affecting.
Absolutely, we see that. Martyrs, which is a club that we tend to have a residency at, play there quite often, and they started up a GoFundMe for the staff they're not able to pay for this downtime.
That's all over the internet. It's all over the internet, and we if you got a few extra bucks, help people out who are in the service industry, help people out who are waiting, who wait tables and who bartend and serve and stuff like that. They need us right now. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, you guys hold on, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Lindsay is here, Lindsay Cochran, Scott Tipping, and Ellie Kahn. When we come back, we'll talk all about the Great Moments in Vinyl virtual online concert that's going to be on Friday, April 24th, and it's a tribute to Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's Raising Sand, which is a terrific record. And we'll talk more about that and that music right here on 720 WGN.
Just a little too much to hide. Maybe, baby, everything's gonna turn out fine. Please read the letter, I nailed it to your door. It's crazy how...
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Great Moments in Vinyl. We'll be performing online. It'll be a virtual online concert paying tribute to Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's Raising Sand. It'll be 6 o'clock Friday, April 24th. And we have the members who are going to be part of this on the phone with us right now. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Lindsay Cochran, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Scott and Ellie, welcome.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, thank you.
So, Lindsay, let's talk about this record. The thing is that Scott and Ellie will be performing, and you will be telling stories, as you often do. It's one of the unique experiences of going to see a Great Moments in Vinyl show, or
try to illuminate the music.
Yeah, going online and watching it. Lindsay does a bunch of research and tells some stories. Talk a little bit about this record and a little bit of history of it.
Well, it's kind of fascinating. It comes out of the blue for a lot of people. You know, we think of Robert Plant being part of this heavy metal, hard rock band that was so based in the blues. But Plant himself talks about, he told Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis in a Sound Opinions interview once upon a time about his college days being exposed to a lot of music from elsewhere in the world, adventurous things from Ross and Roland Kirk and Bluesman Son House. And so he had his formative years then learning to explore music and try different things. The only thing was that he was so immersed in the blues that there was a whole realm of American music that, as he put it, was, what happened on the hearth and in the homes of people in, say, Appalachia, you know, basically of white America. And that whole bluegrass scene eluded him for many years. It was around the year 2000 he started exploring that and discovering there were some interesting things happening there. And then one thing led to another. Bill Flanagan, who was an MTV executive at the time, talked to Robert Plant about doing a pairing with Alison Krauss. Bill Flanagan was the guy who put together, I forget what the name of the country music show was on CMT, but basically they would take a country artist and pair him or her up with a rock artist just to make some interesting things happen, you know, like I'm making up names here, you know, like Dolly Parton and Melissa Etheridge or Conway Twitty and Elvis Costello. I mean, they had these unexpected pairings of musicians.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point being that Robert Plant discovered Alison around that time. He started listening to what she was about. Interestingly, at the same time, she recorded a Robert Plant song with her brother Victor Krauss, the song Big Log. So there was some synergy starting to happen, and eventually the two of them got in a room together and started working and saw that there was some potential.
I'll tell you something. I remember hearing about it and going, what? When I heard about the pairing, I was like, what? And then... it was put on the CD was put on the jukebox at Simon's, which is a bar that I used to hang out on all the time in Andersonville, and people played it, and I was like, "This is great! It's beautiful." Scott, what was your reaction to this album?
Well, similar to you, I was a skeptic. You know, I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, and I love every member of Zeppelin, but obviously with guitar, Jimmy Page is my person.
Sure.
So. You know, when I heard about it, I thought, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And then as soon as, I think the first track I heard before I actually got the CD, I heard on the radio, Killing the Blues, and I was just like, this is magnificent. And the album, to me, cover to cover, is just a gorgeous display of songs, arrangements, and for whatever reason, their vocals just blend so wonderfully together.
Absolutely. Ellie, what about you? What was your exposure to this record?
You know, this is another one of those times where this is a record that I'm really delving into and learning as we go, which is kind of gorgeous. It's a record that Scott actually introduced to me in more recent history. In the most recent history, as we've been home and, all self-isolating, working towards, we were actually going to work sort of just on our own, just learning each song together just for fun. And when this opportunity came across, it was like, oh, yeah, nope, this is the right choice. So this is something that I've more recently recently delved into, and as someone who has, you know, I've sung a bunch of different styles, but singing in the style of Alison Krauss is really specific, and the way that she hears music and working against someone with, or working rather with someone with such a rock-heavy voice is such an interesting, and it, there's a lot of minutiae to really kind of dig into there.
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. Let me ask you, Scott. You can answer first, then Ellie. What is the virtual rehearsal been going? How's that been going for you, Scott?
Well, you know, I mean, we're quarantined together, so
there you go. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the beauty of it, and that was one of the reasons why the three of us about
cool.
this.
Very cool. Yeah, well, I'm not happy that you're quarantined, but I'm happy that you're able to you're together.
What's a whole new meaning for close harmony?
Yeah.
I mean, we had been singing around the house just to for something to do, and we had posted a video of just the two of us singing on Facebook to just, I don't know, just like everybody else, to cheer up everyone in the situation.
Yep.
And Lindsay contacted us, and he said, well, what if we do some more of it? So it's kind of interesting because unlike Lindsay's other shows where Lindsay has an array of musicians and I'm bringing in this horn section and this, we don't have a band for this. It's really reliant on the two of us, and we're both multi-instrumentalists and singers, so we've been just kicking around the house like, well, you add this drum to this or keyboard to this, and it's going to be a pretty unique experience.
Yeah, it sounds great. And Lindsay, they'll be at home, and you'll be on a different screen, right?
I'll be on my own screen telling stories, and then I'll splice the whole thing together. And you said that it's this Friday the 24th at 6 o'clock. Actually, that's the time we're going to put the video online and make it available, so you can really watch it anytime.
Oh,
o'clock that Friday is when it will actually go online.
Okay, so you can check out facebook.com/greatmomentsinvinyl, and greatmomentsinvinyl.com is the website. But this is a very unique idea, and as we've been talking about here, there's so much music on social media right now, just people setting up their cameras and playing music.
Absolutely.
And it's really, really great. My buddy Scott Oaken is one of my best friends. You know, he's been doing it. He's just been setting up his camera and getting his guitars out and playing songs. And, you know, I requested Dear Prudence. He played it for me.
Nice.
And he played a song by my favorite band, Buffalo Tom. They have a song called Mineral, and he played that for me out of the blue. He's like, this is just for my buddy Nick. And so it's been fun to watch that and see all these musicians doing this. And this just represents how great it is to check out. So check out Great Moments in Vinyl. .com. Was there, when you were doing research, Lindsay, about this album, was there anything surprising for you?
Oh my gosh, got time for a story? Let me know.
Absolutely.
I know you got news coming up. How much time have I got?
We got about 4 minutes.
Is there any chance you can sing the same thing twice? Can you imagine a musician asking a musical legend like Robert Plant that question? But in an online interview, Plant claims that it's exactly what Alison Krauss asked him. It's a challenge that could have gone in any direction, but it was a turning point at which the fantasy pairing of hard rock vocalist Plant with bluegrass singer and fiddle player Krauss became a reality. And kudos to her for having the boldness to put that question to him, because the reality was that, no, he never had to sing like that before. In Paul Reed's excellent biography, Robert Plant, A Life, MTV executive Bill Flanagan, who was present at the time, recalls, "The thing I remember most from that session was that Robert was confounded and then delighted with what Alison was teaching him about harmony singing. In Zeppelin, in his previous solo work, harmonies were things that were addressed if there was a couple hours at the end of the session. He'd never been in a group like the Beatles or the Band, where they were such an important component. Alison really showed him a lot of ways to go. As a great singer, that excited his ear. And that's got to be interesting to one of the great vocalists, doing something with his voice that he'd never done before. For Plant, the moment was a revelation. Is there any chance you could sing the same thing twice, asked Alison Krauss, so I could find out how to sing a harmony on it? Robert Plant later said that in that moment, a light came on. So to harmonize, everybody's got to know the part. I'd spent all my time up at the sharp end with Alison, who's the queen of duets. I had to learn to sing with somebody else."
There you go. And the result is terrific. And I know you guys are going to do a great job with it, Scott and
Thank
Ellie.
You.
And Lindsay, always a real pleasure to talk to you. And
Thank you, sir.
Right now, Great Moments in Vinyl is posting videos of past performances on the website and on Facebook. You can check out the stay-at-home concerts that include the Paul Simon's Graceland. You got Derek and the Dominoes, Layla and other assorted love songs, and Beatles with Strings, and so much more. And you're going to continue to post, and everybody can check it out with the video link. Will finally, you can check it out anytime, but the video link will go live at 6 o'clock on Friday, April 24th.
Absolutely.
Yes. Scott, good to talk to you, sir.
Great to talk to you too.
And Ellie, nice to talk to you as well. And I hope you guys have a lot of fun as you do this virtual concert.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
Stay well.
Okay. All right. Lindsay, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You bet. Take care.
All right. There you go. Lindsay Cochran. Scott Tipping and Ellie Kahn, Great Moments in Vinyl, paying tribute to the Raising Sand, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss. Check it out. You can go to Great Moments in Vinyl, check out all the videos because they're posting music and keeping us, you know, distracted and having fun and listening to music, which is really awesome. And then the link will go live at 6 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, where you can hear Scott and Ellie performing and you can hear Lindsay telling stories. Wonderful stuff. Okay, Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.